Obviously, none of us were happy about this. The governor felt that he had to do it, given the fact that enough cuts were not made and other new revenue sources didn't come in. I've heard people in my district talking from both sides, some that were very concerned that they won't have another $1,000 with which to buy fuel for the winter. A large number of people also felt that the dividend that we do get and have gotten for a lot of years now is a gift to the state, and that they didn't necessarily need it, and that they felt that as citizens, we have never, well, not for many years, paid an income tax or sales tax or anything. We haven't paid into our state. We simply received a check every year from our state, which is pretty unusual. So a lot of mixed feelings over that. It's also true that the average permanent fund dividend we've received is between $1,000 and $1,100, I believe, over the last many years. So getting a check this year of around $1,000 is not all that unusual and is a gift to all of us. So a tough question and one that doesn't have a simple answer. That's just my take on it.
Thank you. And Mr. Christ Tompkins, what is your take on the $1,000 that the governor cut from the permanent fund dividend this year?
The governor was put in a box in a corner, and if you have a fiduciary responsibility on behalf of the citizens you represent to try to keep the state in a solvent state, you've got to take action. The legislature failed to take action, and he did what he felt was necessary. I think it was a pretty unfortunate means to get there, and he would agree with that. In fact, I think he said that. But again, because the legislative body, which is supposed to make these decisions, did not make those decisions, he sort of stepped in an unprecedented way. I think the bigger question here is, in terms of actually creating a fiscal plan, keeping Alaska from, you know, veering in any direction of bankruptcy, in terms of making sure we don't run dry our reserves, you've got to create drastic and systematic change. And that includes, and again, it's basic math. There's just no way you can balance the state's budget without a mix of further cuts to services and government, some kind of broad-based taxes and revenue raisers, as well as a restructure of the permanent fund. And there are a lot of really intelligent ways to approach each of those three things. And Representative Paul Seaton, and there have been a number of co-sponsors and supporters of his idea, I think has got some great proposals in terms of the permanent fund restructure. But I think you have to approach that with an open mind. I certainly do, and I'm certainly supportive of, for instance, the legislation he's introduced, which would effectively remove permanent funds from being federally taxable and restructure the fund in a way that keeps Alaska on a path to solvency. But we're not going to be able to survive fiscally in 3 years if we keep doing what we're doing. So drastic action is needed, and I think the governor took drastic action, even if it was unfortunate.